grand opening of the Douglas L. Jamerson Jr. Midtown Center in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And Midtown campuses, as well as the Palladium of St. Petersburg College. And I would like to welcome you to the grand opening for the Douglas L. Jamerson Jr. Midtown Center. We have a wonderful day planned for you, so please stay with us as long as you possibly can. We've got lots of entertainment, lots of food. We're going to round out the day with Sean Brown today. We also got a kid zone down the street and vendors. So we just want you to stay and celebrate with us as long as you can today. Registration for anyone that's looking to sign up for classes. We waive the registration fee. We have vouchers for Learn to Earn, free vouchers for that. We have a lot of our departments are represented inside the building today, so anything that you think that you could possibly want to do in terms of getting into school today, we're here to make that happen. So thank you for being here. I'd like to introduce our platform guests and other guests that are here with us today. So I'll start with Dr. Bill Law. Dr. Tanja Williams. Mayor Rick Priceman. One of our chair members, Devron Gibbons. Senior. Reverend Clarence Williams. One of our students will be speaking today, Nikki Johnson. Another student, Alexis Clavizazzo. Bruce Grimes from the city of St. Petersburg. Trustee Emeritus Joseph Lane. Board member and chairman, Robert Fine. Board member Dale Oliver. Board member Laura Lee Westine. past board member Terry Brett. From Kathy Cather's office, Vito Sheely. From Representative David Jolly's office, Paul Matthews. City Council Member Wingate Newton. Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Ann Cooper. Senior Vice President for Business Services, Dr. Doug Duncan. We also have with us Senator Jeff Brandis. We also have Carl Nurse here representing this district. We'd like you to join us on the stage if you would. Are there any other elected officials?
Ken Welch.
Ken Welch. Pat Gerard. Council-elect Ed Montaneri. I believe that rounds out all of our... Senator Jeff Brandis. Thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and get our program started. We're going to bring up the Reverend Wayne Thompson, who will do our invocation.
Let us bow our heads. Eternal God, our Father, we are grateful for this beautiful day which thou hast given to us to celebrate this great gift to the community from the college. God, you have taught us through this process that good things come even when we wait. And our gratitude to you for having given this institution the vision to give hope to our community, to give opportunity to our young people, and to give us a chance to say thank you. God, for the many people who have come this way and who have made sacrifices that this day could take place, God, we thank you. And for the planning, and for the processes of the board, and the engineers, and the builders, and all the workers, and the president, and all of his staff, God, we thank you for having kept them diligent. And so, God, in this excitement, let excellence continue to show forth everywhere. And we remember the sacrifice of our beloved Doug Jamerson. Yes. And God, we thank you for having shared him with us for a little while. Yes. And that the days that are yet to come will be brighter than even this day and the days we've known. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. And in whose name I pray, and in whose name you may pray. Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
We'd also like to recognize former Mayor Bob Ulrich. If you would please stand and be recognized. This time, we are going to have testimonies from two of our students, Nikki Johnson and Alexis.
Come on, come on. morning, everyone. My name is Alexis Clavizio. I'm a current student, and I'm also the president of the Student Government Association at the downtown campus. Before beginning with my career as a student here last year, I had no real aspirations for myself. And I honestly had no idea what I was actually capable of. St. Petersburg College has truly brought out the best in me. From my very first class, I have always been pushed to give it my all. The faculty and the staff have not only gone above and beyond to prepare me for success in my classes, but for life after college as well. SPC has equipped me with very valuable leadership skills and has provided me with many amazing opportunities to grow academically and personally. With the support of outstanding professors and advisors, I have made great strides, overcome many obstacles, and have become someone that I am very proud of today. Outside of myself, I have seen the unique college experience that SPC offers change lives, and I know that is going to happen in this community. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ms. Nikki Johnson. I too serve as president of both of the Midtown Centers. In regards to changing lives, St. Petersburg College has done just that. The knowledge that I've obtained here is impeccable and will be the foundation for the positive direction that this community is going in. It has given me the opportunity to be exposed to different environments through training and community involvement that I could pass along to others along the way. Experience to be a leader, not only on these campuses, but also in the community. The opportunity to make a difference in the lives of my children and others. I encourage everyone today to take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you and spread the name of SPC across the world. Thank you.
I'd like to welcome to the podium Mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you all for being here today. Before I begin my comments, I would like to state that my Director of Urban Affairs, Nikki Capehart, who has worked closely with everyone here and seen this day happen, wanted to extend her regrets at not being able to be here. She just had underwent surgery, and I know it's really killing her not to be here today, but she's so proud of this day. You know, we like to say the sun is shining, and it is certainly shining on St. Petersburg, on Midtown, and it's certainly shining right here on our own St. Pete College. Many thanks to my friend, Dr. Bill Law, who is an amazing, amazing leader, to his board and his team for having me here and for ensuring that today was even possible. We appreciate your vision and your confidence in this community. And certainly the turnout that we see out here today is really a testament to the importance of this day in this community. What an extraordinary way to honor the work and life of Doug Jamerson. I am so honored to stand with everyone on this stage and to be a part of this wonderful celebration. A celebration of the opening of this school and of the young people who will walk through its doors. For these young people, this is their building. And as much as we celebrate the opening of this building, today is about them. And it's because of them that our city has significantly shifted our funding priorities. In St. Petersburg, we are investing more than $500,000 in youth employment programs. Some of this funding will support workforce readiness programs. Programs which speak directly to the St. Pete College mission statement of promoting student success and enriching communities through education, career development, and self-discovery. Prioritizing our budget in a way that honors the young people in our community is just one of the ways we build towards achieving our vision of becoming a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all who come to live, work, and play. But today is also a celebration of 22nd Street. As you know, this was a bustling block in our city for many years. It was a destination, a place people drove to and not just by. And I think that's the case again. Three Daughters Brewing, The Arts Exchange, Sylvia's, Chief's Creole Cafe, Gallery 909, the Black Business Investment Corp. These are just a few of the businesses and organizations that are now thriving on the Deuces. Businesses that didn't exist 2 years ago. Think about that for a second. We are making real progress. And today, we add St. Pete College's campus to this growing list. I want to thank our Pinellas County commissioners who have joined us today. Thank you both. And thank you for your efforts and support for the South St. Petersburg Community Redevelopment Area. The CRA will help us address a range of issues facing our citizens: insufficient transportation, limited access to food, limited access to health care, crime, high unemployment, inadequate or insufficient housing, and yes, lower educational attainment. In short, the CRA will help us end systemic poverty in this area once and for all. While we celebrate these accomplishments, we also recognize there is much more work to be done. We must continue to work together to ensure positive results, to ensure that no part of St. Petersburg is left behind. I know I can count on all of you, and I know that St. Petersburg College can count on you to help make that a reality. And so thank you, and may the sun always shine on the Deuces and on all of St. Petersburg. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Kreisman. At this time, we're going to have a special presentation from Representative Jolly's office by Paul Matthews.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gordon, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to this excellent event and something that's shown progress for throughout St. Petersburg for over many years. Mayor Kreisman, I think you hit the nail on the head about the changes that have happened down here. I had an opportunity to grow up in St. Petersburg. I've been off in the Navy for 25 years. I've come back home. I'm working for Congressman Jolly, and it's a great opportunity to see the changes, the positive things that are happening in our great city. The Congressman sends his regrets that he was not able to attend today, but he wants to give his best wishes as this facility takes on a new beginning and a new opportunity for students in this area, an extension of the St. Petersburg College entire campus, and all the numbers of facilities that we have throughout the county. Dr. Law, that's a great contribution on your behalf as well. At this time, I'd like to present a flag that was flown over the Capitol on behalf of Congressman Jolly. And I'd like to, Dr. Gordon, if you'd join me at the stage, please. The flag of the United States of America. This is to certify that the accompanying flag was flown over the United States Capitol. At the request of Honorable David W. Jolly, Member of Congress, this flag was flown for St. Petersburg College to commemorate the opening of the Douglas L. Jamerson Jr. Midtown Center. Congratulations, sir.
Our next speaker is a person who needs no introduction and is as passionate about Midtown, 22nd Street, and the Deuces as anyone I know. Please welcome to the podium to give the occasion none other than Mr. Devron Gibbons, Board of Trustees member.
Good morning. I wanted to make sure whether it was morning or afternoon. Good morning.
Morning.
It's another great day in St. Petersburg, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the mayor's right. The sun is shining on 22nd Street. I'm going to give the occasion, so this may take a minute. I told people last night, we had a little event last night, that I'm the son of a Baptist minister, and I got Jonathan Stanton over here who helped build this, well, who built the building for us. He has the offering tray, so when I'm finished, we're going to take up an offering. get a little scholarship fund. We're going to name it the Christman Scholarship Fund. On a serious note, thank you all for being here. When I look around this tent and in this room and outside, I can't begin to start to name people who have impacted me and changed my life and made me who I am. But I must start out with the person who bears the name on this building. With Ms. Letha Jamerson and the family, please stand up. Stand up, my Letha. The reason I asked them to stand up is they shared this man with this community for a very long time. And anything that Doug Tim Jamerson could do for anybody, he tried to do it. He would be the last person that wanted their name on this building. Last night, we had former Congressman Kendrick Meek here talking about his experiences and times with Uncle Doug. And I will tell you that he immediately went back to when his mother, who served in the U.S. Congress as well and in the House of Representatives and the State Senate, would always say, Dougie can do that, he can work on that. And that's just the kind of individual he is. But I'll tell you, the most powerful thing that he ever left with me was, he would always say, it's not how powerful you can become, it is how many people you can empower, Devron. And today, we are empowering people with this building that bears his name. So thank you for sharing him with all of us, because he helped any and everybody that he could. Thank you. So now I have to thank some other folks. First off, let me start by thanking the absolute best president that St. Petersburg College has ever had, Dr. Bill Law. Dr. Law came in the door and he said, we're going to get some things done. And I can tell you right now, you see this building, it would not be here without Dr. Law. So thank you. Would all the former Board of Trustee members and the Board of Trustee members please stand? Mr. Welch. Why would I want them to stand? These individuals, I can tell you that every brick, everything that happened in this facility started with these folks, and they were very supportive every step of the way, and also they were never wavering on whether or not this project was going to get done. So thank you for all you've done. Now I want Dr. Tanja Williams and Kevin Gordon to please stand. I call these two the bookends because, you got to stay in between them to get something done. And if you're not in between them, you're in trouble. These two individuals are the reason that we're standing here today. They have managed, monitored, made sure that everything has gone the way it has gone with the leadership of Dr. Law. But these two individuals deserve an extra round of applause, because I am telling you, we would not be here right now without them. Reverend Murphy, would you please stand? Reverend Williams, Pastor Thompson. Every group, I don't care who you are. Well, I'm going to explain it this way. The college is a turtle on a fence post. I know nobody understands that. We are a turtle on a fence post. We really are. When you walk along a street or you walk along a fence and you see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know it didn't get there by themselves, right? Because a turtle can't climb on a fence, right? So we didn't get there by ourselves. And these three individuals, I can tell you, under no uncertain terms, no matter what happened, were truly a backbone for Dr. Law, myself, the Board of Trustees, and the college. And every step of the way, they said, go do it. We support you. Our congregation support you. And the people that support us support you. So thank you for all your help and your support on this project. We appreciate it. Jonathan Stanton, please stand up. Stand up, Jonathan. Please give him a round of applause. This gentleman built this building for us. Lima Construction is a local company. Jonathan and I went to high school together. We got in trouble together. Mr. Williams can tell you, because we wouldn't be out of high school if it wasn't for Charlie Williams right now. But I will tell you this. We had some controversy. I'm not going to say a lot of controversy with who we were going to get to build the building. But I'll tell you, God intervened, and we got the right guy said, I'm going to use minority builders and contractors on this building, and you now see this $15 million facility here now. And Lima Construction. Ken Welch, please stand up. I know you didn't want to sit up here with us. Give this gentleman a round of applause as well. There was no time that the college asked Mr. Welch not to step in and help us with something that he did not do it. If it was county funding, if it was something that we needed, he was every step of the way. He has been at every event. I know he didn't think we recognized that. Every event that has been related to this college campus being built, Commissioner Welch has not only been there, but saying, what can I do? Thank you. Carl Nurse and Wingate Newton. Oh, they're right here. Okay. Stand up, Wingate. Take a selfie. He's going to take a selfie. You know that. Everywhere he goes, he takes a selfie. Okay. Come on, stand up, Councilman. These two gentlemen have been stalwarts as it relates to this building. Wingate has probably been, Dr. Long, he's been the marketing machine on this building. Because everywhere we go, people say, Councilman Newton says, y'all gonna get that building built. And he was right. And he has been helpful. And he has been there every step of the way, along with Councilman Carl Nurse. And Carl has been actually helping us in a bigger way as well, too. We have gotten programs now to help redevelop homes and businesses in this community as a result of this man and this man. So thank you for all you've done. And thank you. This is a dream come true, and we appreciate all you do. Now, I'm going to go around a little bit and tell you about how we got here, and then I'm going to sit down. But I got to do two more things. Teresa Lassiter, please stand up. Stand up, Teresa Lassiter. Mama T, as y'all call her. Mayor Christman, a couple of years ago when we had another president, we were talking about shutting down the Achievement Center, our first campus on this deuces. And I ran into Mama T, and she said, that is absolutely not going to happen. And she fought every step of the way with me, Mayor Baker, Bo Davis, and a lot, Wingate Newton, and a bunch of other folks. But I will tell you that we wouldn't be at this point if she hadn't stopped us from closing that one down there. Thank you so much. All right, so now I'm going to go into, one more thing. Pastor Murphy, please stand up. And Miss Maria Weston, please stand up. You know, when you come and you do these types of facilities, give them a round of applause, because this is a big thing right here. And Dr. Long, please stand up. Because when you come into a community and you don't know the resources that you already have, you can hurt that community. And Dr. Law, along with Ms. Weston, and along with Pastor Murphy, you know, we were talking about opening a child care facility for our students. But we have Happy Workers, which Ms. Weston works with. And we have Mount Zion that's right here already. And so Dr. Law, along with the board and some other folks, we thought the right thing to do is to support them and to continue to support your child care programs as we move forward. So thank you. So I was a young guy who looked to Doug Jamerson for all kind of support and all kind of just wisdom as it related to things. And I asked him, I said, you know, this guy, Rick Baker, is befriending me, but you know, Uncle Doug, I want to make sure he's a good guy. And he said, you know, you take people for how they treat you, not how they treat anybody else. As long as they deal with you fairly, you move forward. Well, I'm going to talk about how we got here a little bit. Mayor Bob Ulrich was the first person that started this going. Stand up, Mayor Bob, please. No, stay standing, Mayor. When the downtown, I mean, you could literally look like the old West towns where you see the leaves going through the downtown and there's nothing down there. There's nowhere to eat. There was nowhere to go except for the yacht club. And I surely couldn't eat there. I don't know about many of you, but I couldn't eat there. This man stepped in as mayor and he moved this city forward. See, things don't happen in 4 and 5 years. Sometimes it's a Sisyphus task. And that means you roll the ball up the hill and sometimes it rolls back, but you got somebody to hold the ball and you move it back up the hill. Well, this guy started that and he moved this city forward and got it ready for the next guy, who was Dave Fisher. And I'm not sure if Dave was here, but thank you, Mayor, for doing all that you did to help us with this. And so my community saw some tough times in 1996 and 97. There was riots here in this city. And it's not important about how they started. We got past them. That's in the past. It is truly in the past. But we thank God for what happened. And Dave Fisher was at the helm at that particular time. And he was a great mayor because Dave... Because David Fisher saw the need for putting the infrastructure in. The stuff that you see on 22nd Street right now today, Dave Fisher put all of the infrastructure in the ground. He did the Hope 6 project, which changed Jordan Park. It's a new Jordan Park because of Dave Fisher. And I will tell you that the Achievement Center down the street was built under that same grant. So thank you, Mayor Fisher, for doing what you did. The next thing that happened was, I can tell you that Mayor Baker and Goliath Davis both wanted to be here, but we both ended up scheduling their vacations and didn't realize it was at this same time. But I can tell you that I was talking about Rick Baker earlier as it relates to Doug Jamerson giving me some advice. Well, right here, next, Mercy Hospital had not even been redeveloped. And Rick Baker and I came down and walked the whole corridor. And when we walked the corridor, we came to this site, and it was nothing but sand spurls and an old abandoned building. But this building had significance to this community. And we even got propositioned by a hooker, by the way. Well, we did. I'm telling the truth. We did. I don't even think Rick knew what was happening, but I was trying to... I was like, man, come on, let's go to the next thing. So anyway... We were standing out here and we said, we have to get this Mercy Hospital open. It means too much to the community and too many people were born there and got their medical care there. And so we went to Sue Brody at the hospital and asked her how we could help. Deputy Mayor, Kanika Tomlin, worked with us on the project and we got this thing back open. Go Davis and Mayor Rick Baker did so much. I can't even tell you all the countless hours that we spent together just dreaming about this kind of stuff. And now it's coming to fruition. So please give those two gentlemen a round of applause. Even though they're nice. Now, we're at this point, and we can talk about a lot of mayors, but we have to give Mayor Foster his credit because he did give us this land. And along with this gentleman, Bruce Grimes. Stand up, Bruce. Bruce Grimes. Y'all don't know who he is, but let me tell you, Mayor Foster not only gave us this land, but Bruce Grimes has been a part of everything that has happened on this corridor. He is the city real estate director, and let me tell you, when I talk about Mayor Kreisman, he'll tell you, he is the institutional knowledge within the city organization that knows everything that's going on this corridor and in Midtown. If there's a piece of land that something's going to be built on, you can bet your bottom dollar that Bruce Grimes is trying to figure out a way to get it done. Am I right, Mayor? Thank you, Bruce. And thank you, Mayor Foster. Now, I'm down to Mayor Kreisman. You know, you guys gave him a round of applause before, but please give him another one right now. Mayor Christman not only helped us build this building, he stayed on top of everything that he could to make sure it happened. He even assigned Nikki Gaskin Capehart, his director of urban affairs, to work with us on every step of the way. I mean, there was nothing, along with Bruce Grimes and so many other staff members, anything that came into play, any issue, any problem, let me tell you, this mayor stepped in and did what he had to do to make this happen. Thank you, Mayor Christman. And so I've given you kind of a timeline of how we got here. But this is truly a great day. And this was a great man that bears the name on this building. And now, let me tell you, this is not St. Pete College's facility. This is not the city's facility. This is your facility. Anybody that wants to utilize this building will be able to. Anybody that wants to get an education will be able to. And let me share this with you. Dr. Law and I have a saying. Anybody is against this building, anything we do in it is against black kids getting educated. So thank you for your support. Thank you for going forward. And anything that we can do, that St. Pete College can do to make this more of a success, thank you. And I got to thank one other person before I leave this podium. Alex Glenn, please stand up. No, give him a big round of applause, please. A big round of applause. Is the CEO of Duke Energy here locally. We would not be in this facility, we would not be in this tent, as he underwrote everything that you see here today to make sure that we could have the kind of grand opening that we need to have for this facility. So thank you, and thank Duke Energy. And last but not least, thank you to the staff of St. Petersburg College. Thank you to every volunteer. Thank you to every person that has worked on this and worked through it with us. I know sometimes it's been a little unbearable to deal with me and Dr. Gordon, but we appreciate you and thank you. And again, thank you for your support of me and this college. Thank you so much.
I'd like to recognize our Chief of Police, Chief Anthony Holloway, not finding it robbery, to be with us today. Thank you, Chief. The city and the St. Petersburg Police Department were very instrumental in us getting this street blocked off, so we're very thankful for them lending their resources and coming to our meetings and helping with that. At this time, I'd like to bring up Alex Glenn, who is the CEO of Duke Energy Florida, to bring some words of encouragement as our major sponsor.
So the good thing is, as you may tell, I am not the son of a Baptist preacher. I am the son of a U.S. Navy man who was a man of very few words. Because if we were listening to Devron in 2012, this building never would have been built. We'd still be listening. This is the new Deuces, right? This is the new Deuces. I saw the Titans on Mississippi College, but this should be the St. Pete Deuces, I think, because that was just not a place in the 20s, right? It just wasn't a place of places, like Mercy Hospital, like a theater, right? It was a place where you'd go. It was a front porch of the community, right? This is the front porch of the community. We have waited too long, but no more, right? This is going to be the new thread that ties this community together. It's going to be the new thread that makes the suits for the men and the women in this community to have not just jobs, but fulfilling lives and careers that we hope one day they'll come to Duke Energy and work in the hometown. So, we are blessed, and we are proud to be a small part of this. But I tell you that it doesn't happen overnight. It happens because of you. It happens because people come out and do things. We don't talk about it, we do it. In 2010, we had a great gift given to us, and that was Dr. Bill Long. He built Tallahassee Community College into one of the strongest, biggest, and most powerful, prestigious state colleges in the nation, and he came here. And he built on a great legacy. And look what we have done, what he has done, what this leadership has done in the last 5 years. Look at this. Without this, we would never be here. So it is my humble pleasure to introduce Dr. Law, who has done more in the short period of time for not just this community, but Pinellas as a whole, that we are very blessed to have him. So Dr. Law, thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you. It's always humbling. This is the turnout today is going a long way to make me look smart for my board. Okay? If you can believe it, Devron called me earlier in the week and said, Bill, I'm not sure we're going to have enough people turn out. And I said, Devron, I think we have it under control. Okay, so thank you for coming. The staff has done a magnificent job planning for this and getting everything organized. We've got staff to register. We've got food. We've got services. We've got this. By the way, we're in the middle of the street. If you're on this side, you are in Wingate Newton's district. If you're on this side, you're in Colonel Nurse's district, okay? So make sure your checks are appropriately sent. The staff, last week we had our last minute planning, and I got involved for the first time. I said, walk me through, let me just be sure everything's in order. And they had done a magnificent job, and they said, Dr. Law, there's only one thing, we're not sure. We're worried about the weather. So I said, okay, I'll take care of the weather, okay? So I've done a pretty good job with my part. Okay? The rest of it, the food and the others, the staff did that part, okay? Listen, we're gonna say a lot of we're gonna award some honorary degrees to some people who so richly deserve them. But as I was sitting here, and we're gonna call some names and we'll make it quick, but the real heroes, the names we want to be calling, and the thanks that we really should be giving is to those of you parents who brought your kids here today, okay, who took time to say there's a future for all of us. And when they walk past here every day, I want them to see a place of great honor, of significant beauty, of enormous presence, a collegiate experience, and they can say, this is where I'm going to go. Here is the criteria that I want to use. When your in-laws show up at Thanksgiving, I want you to say, get in the car, I want to show you what the college built down on the deuces. Okay? That's the criteria for pride. So anyway, thank you all for doing this. Let me... The first Honorary Bachelor of Arts in College and Community Services Awards. The first will be Mr. Joseph H. Lang, St. Petersburg College. St. Petersburg College has no stronger advocate than Joe Lang. Since his days as a student leader on campus, he has represented this college in ways that have brought respect, admiration, and support from leaders in the community, state, and nation. It is impossible to separate his civic commitment from his college involvement. He is former president of St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce and has served one or more committees to better the city on more committees than you can imagine. He truly embodies the civic commitment. Mr. Lang was chairman of the college's Board of Trustees from 1983 to 1989 and former chairman of the Florida Association of Community College Trustees Commission. He currently serves as attorney for our Board of Trustees. For your lifetime support of St. Petersburg College and the City of St. Petersburg, it is my pleasure, Mr. Lang, to present you with an honorary Bachelor of Arts in College and Community Services degree with all the rights and privileges thereunto appertain.
No comments.
I don't know if Joe might be the son of a Baptist preacher, too. So. Reverend Lewis Murphy. Became senior pastor at Mount Zion Progressive Missionary Baptist Church in May 1999 and has played an important role in the revitalization of the Midtown community since that time. His calm, reassuring voice of strength and reason does not go unnoticed by those with whom he comes in contact. With his church just a, well, it says stone's throw, with his church just a three-wood shot away from the Douglas L. Jamerson Midtown Center, Reverend Murphy has kept an eye on us, planning and construction as it has progressed. An advocate for education, his support for our efforts have strengthened our resolve to make this center a focus of hope and progress in the Midtown community. Reverend Murphy, for your support of St. Petersburg College and the Midtown community of St. Petersburg, it is my pleasure to present you with an honorary Bachelor of Arts in College and Community Services with all rights and privileges thereunto appertaining. Hear, hear.
Thank you, Reverend.
Pleasure. Reverend Clarence Williams.
All right.
Reverend Williams became pastor of Greater Mount Zion AME Church in 1999 and quickly won the trust of Midtown residents for his willingness to work for their best interests. A member of numerous community organizations, Reverend Williams participates with others for the good of all. His wisdom, people skills, and sense of responsibility made him a pivotal partner in planning this and building this learning center in the Midtown community, just around the corner from his church home. Reverend Williams, for your support of St. Petersburg College and the Midtown community of St. Petersburg, it is my pleasure to present you with an honorary Bachelor of Arts in College and Community Services degree with all the rights and privileges thereunto appertaining. Institutional Church since 1983, the holder of numerous honorary degrees from prestigious colleges and universities across the nation, Reverend Thompson has always been an advocate for education, stressing the need to stay in school until your goals are achieved to Midtown residents, members of his congregation, and members of the family. He has supported our efforts to bring St. Petersburg College to this community for several decades, and in difficult times has strengthened our determination to make it happen. Reverend Thompson, for your support of St. Petersburg College and the Midtown community of St. Petersburg, it is my pleasure to present you with an honorary Bachelor of Arts in College and Community Services degree with all the rights and privileges thereunto appertaining. I'd like to ask Mr. Bruce Grimes to come forward. Mr. Bruce Grimes, the Director of Real Estate and Property Management of the City of St. Petersburg, has carefully and successfully led us through the planning and construction of the Douglas L. Jamison Jr. Midtown Center from its inception until our celebration today. Mr. Grimes is the very best of public servants. He was quick to capture what a building such as this could do for a community and worked with us through good times and difficult times to turn our plans into a reality. He kept our project moving forward and did his best to keep us on schedule during the entire process. Mr. Grimes, for your support of St. Petersburg College and the Midtown community of St. Petersburg, it is my pleasure to present you with an honorary Bachelor of Arts in Community and College and Community Services with all the rights and privileges thereunto appertaining.
Hear, hear.
We have one other. Unfortunately, the honoree couldn't be with us today. Many of you know Dr. Goliath Davis. Go Davis. Has advocated for Midtown and its residents since joining the city staff in 1973. He has served as police chief and was promoted to deputy mayor in charge of a task force that was devoted to focus on Midtown. Throughout the planning and construction of this building, he was helpful and encouraging. We knew he was someone we could count on for advice and support, for he has always had the best interest of this community at heart, and for his support of St. Petersburg College and Midtown community, we serve him with an honorary degree of Bachelor of Arts in College and Community Services. We will arrange for Dr. Davis to attend one of our board meetings where we can do this. Ladies and gentlemen, just one moment of personal privilege. I think the Beatles song says, "I have come so much further than the days remaining to go." Okay, I'm not ready to quit, but I am closer to the end of the journey than the beginning of the journey. Okay, so I don't want to get rumors started. And as I do a morning run every day, and I've done a lot of introspection, and this event certainly has come on the horizon. I will tell you, I've had many, many wonderful days. I've been a president for 27 years at four different institutions, and I've had any number of days that I can think of very proudly. As I was talking to my wife just last night, I said, "Pat, this will be on my top 5 days. This will be one of the top 5 days of my whole career." And with the community response today, I am increasingly convinced this will be the best day of my entire career. So thank you all for your support. Join us today for the opening of the Douglas L. Jamison Jr. Midtown Center. Now that construction is complete and the ribbon, do we have a ribbon? We're going to do it outside, okay. We are more than eager to move forward. Reverend Murphy, are you going to do the benediction for us? Whoops, not quite benediction yet, okay.
All right, I want to give you guys a couple of instructions that are going to make the rest of this day go really smooth for you. Everyone should have gotten the blue bag, right? In that blue bag is your ticket for you to go and eat. Well, make sure that you locate that ticket so you can have it to go through the line. Following the benediction by Pastor Murphy, we're going to have a blessing of the building by Pastor Williams. And we're going to go outside here in the front for all who'd like to join us and cut the ribbon to officially open the building. After that, we're going to start the party.
Thank you so very much. Please just indulge me
to just truly give thanks to Almighty God for this wonderful occasion. Come on, just give God some praise. Amen. Lord, I just want to thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for the visionary, Dr. Law, for his tenacity and courage to do the unthinkable and believe the impossible. Thank you for the Board of Trustees and staff for trusting and supporting his leadership. Thank you for the elected officials, corporations, nonprofit organizations, community activists, clergy, and the citizens of St. Petersburg for their support. Thank you for Dr. Johnny Ruth Clark, Cecil B. King, Douglas L. Jameson Jr., for the sacrifices, their families, and all those who paved the way for us to celebrate this glorious day. And now the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Let us look to God as we celebrate this wonderful building to all of the names that have not been called, Dr. Law, the masons and the woodworkers, the concrete, those craftsmen, those people whose labors we view upon and see the beauty, but most of their work is hidden. So let us pray. Father, we are grateful for all the many blessings you've bestowed upon us, especially life, health, and strength to this board, president, administrators, staff, students, and teachers. We pray that you will bless this building to be a symbol of hope, yeah, excellence, preparation, responsibility. Hope in the midst of much despair, a beacon and a symbol that tells us we can accomplish the unthinkable. Excellence to remind us the danger of being ordinary. As we look to prepare our minds and hearts for a global economy, keep us mindful of the fact that the only knowledge that is profitable is knowledge that is acted upon. Responsibility. Responsibility for our brothers and for the earth in which we live. Responsible to manage its resources and to solve its problems. And preparation. Preparing minds, bodies, and souls. Teach us, O God, the value of the quest, the journey between origin and our goal. We pray that you will keep it free from violence and from hatred that so often shows up in places like these. Make it, O God, we pray, a monument of your greatness, that your name will be praised among nations and among men. Amen.
One last thing, please. One last thing. Chad Jones, are you here?
Yeah.
Chad, stand up. This young man is the architect who drew this building. We want to say thank you to him. Now we'll make our way out front. If we will, just make our way out front of the building here, and we'll have the official ribbon cutting. Thank you.
You've been listening to live coverage of the grand opening festivities of the Douglas L. Jameson Jr. Midtown Center, a brand new 45,000 square foot edifice here on the Deuces in Midtown, St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Petersburg College Midtown Center. Live event coverage from RadioSt.Pete.com. on Saturday, the 1st of August. Thanks so much for listening. This is Joe Bordeaux returning you now to our studio.